Hey, thanks for coming to the Ordinary Council meeting, 22nd of March 2017. I'd like to open the meeting at 5:30. In doing so, acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gurriata people, and recognise the contributions of Gurriata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. And while we're standing, I'd just like to say that recently the passing of long-term resident of Port Hedland, Irene
Rosaria,
yes. I fondly recall visiting her in September last year to celebrate her 100th birthday and recognise her contribution to our community. On behalf of the town of Port Hedland, I would like to pass on my sincerest condolences to her family. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Item 3, recordance of attendance is as listed. 3.2, apologies, there are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures?
Nothing, thank you.
Yes.
The spot rating on transient workforce. What is it? 12.1.4. I have BHP shares over the report, so it's a financial interest.
I also have financial interest at 12.1.4 spot rating of DWS shares above the threshold.
Thank you, Councillor Arif and Councillor Hooper.
12.1.2, proposed complaints policy, have an association with the Pilbara Music Festival, which is noted on page 27 of the agenda. It's in the partiality. And item 15.2, Small Bank Marina budget update funding, to do with my reason is I do private teaching on the premises of St. Cecilia's Primary School in Sutherland Street, which is adjacent from the Small Bank.
And the nature again, Councillor Gillingham?
I'm teaching privately on the
is
premises.
The nature, is it impartial?
Oh, sorry, impartiality, yes.
Thank you.
I'll also declare that financial with the shares on 12.1.4. Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
1.4?
Yep.
Do I have any other financials? Yes. Councillor.
I've got a financial interest in a place which is in the district of Morris, which is close to the sport bank. And
the item number, Councillor Weaver? The item number?
16.2. And so I still have the proximity interest, but I've also got the third, and it's a financial interest.
Thank
pending
you.
What is meant by the Forest District, which is where my local land is.
Okay.
I don't know. Just to be concerned, so I'll take it.
Councillor Carver.
I have an impartiality interest in 12.1.4 as I have shares in BHP.
Do I have any other interests, councillors? No, thank you. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday the 22nd of February 2017. 4.1.1 from Mr. Arnold Carter. Answers are listed. 4.2, response to questions taken on notice from elected members at Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday 22nd of February 2017. 4.2.1 from Councillor Troy Melville. Questions are, answers are listed. 4.2.2, Councillor Jan Gillingham. Questions are also, answers are also listed. 4.2.3, Councillor Julie Arif. The answers are on page 9. And 4.2.4, Councillor Louise Newbury. Answer is listed. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Councillors, do I have any applications? There is nil.
I have put in previously. Do you want to restate them again?
CEO, is that necessary?
That's fine.
Item 6, attendance by teleconference, telephone instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications, councillors? There is nil. Item 7, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist in minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording, your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Eden Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Eden Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Eden Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. In saying that, I am happy for people to use their iPads or computers to follow the agenda if you would like. 7.1, public question time. We'll start public question time at 5:39. Do I have any public questions? Yes, thank you. Could I get you to state your name and address, please, for the tape?
Roger Higgins, post office box 189, Port Kembla. The reasoning and explanation of this question I'm about to put will become apparent to Council after I make my statement in public. The question is, will the Town of Port Eden, in conjunction with and with support from the business community, be prepared on terms yet to be negotiated to consider relocating the tourist overflow site adjacent to the race course to the yet to be prepared site on the spoil bank, the construction of which will be done using a combination of Town of Port Eden and business community funding and labour?
Thank you. I might take that question on notice so we can get the administration to answer that in the correct way and what the process is to go down that path. Do I have any other public questions?
Carter, 47 Port Street, Port Eden. I have two questions. They're both for the financial aspect. In the financial returns you have got on your investment register, you have got a portfolio deal of 239,287,239, and on your investment bank reconciliation you've got 240,636. Correct? Can you find some idea where the $1.4 million difference is?
Mr. Carter, could I have the page numbers where that's stated? Councillor Arif? CEO, could I? Mr. Carter, we will take that question on notice.
Okay. If you find my question last week, but I know you might be right that there was a bit of an error in the fact that you made it that my query on the interest received from the Port Eden International Airport, you indicated on your reply that the Town of Port Eden had paid $6,953,000,000 of interest that should have shown a record as received, not paid.
Mr. Carter, could we have that page number? Do you have the page number on that where it says that?
Page eight.
It's on the reply.
It says paid. Okay, so it's incorrect.
Pay two.
Received as an error. Yeah.
That's correct. We'll make an amendment to that.
Thank you. Could you please confirm that the interest indicated in the February financial statements of $7,417,000, does that include Port Hedland International Airport interest of $4,54,855?
CEO, I'll pass
that.
Through the chair. So, I'm sorry, I just missed the first part. And the monthly statement of financial activity, is that correct?
Yes, 7.417. Does that include the interest from the
Yes.
Thank you. Well, am I correct in my assumption that from that interest received from the airport, that in your capital allocation, you have a person that you have allocated $3,673,423 for capital works?
Mr. Carter, we at the last budget we applied just over $4 million to capital works. That is the revised figure, yes.
That is all coming from the Port Hedland International Airport.
That is correct. All capital works. Pardon?
I just want that clarified.
Mr. Carter, the budget was clear that all capital works were coming from the interest paid by the airport investment.
Well, one person didn't know, but you always learn every day. In your mid-year review, you indicated an interest income for the year over 7379 for the year. That was after you made your amendment. Are you going to amend this figure? At the present moment, your financials indicated that you already exceeded this amount of money.
CEO? Have any other public questions? No? Thank you. I'll close public question time at 5:44. And open public statement time at 5:44. Do I have any public statements from the public? Yes, thank you.
May I seek your approval to restrict the council as a document which is pretty self-explanatory. There's two sides to it.
You sure can, yes.
Two sides of that, one of which is a map, the other which is a reproduction of the policy of the newly elected Labor government of Western Australia with regard to tourism. I make this statement based on the fact that in this room in April of 2014, I made a suggestion to the Committee on the Development of Western Australia, which I proposed a road. I've named that road the Henry Highway. If you look at the map there, you can see that, there's a link between where the road that comes in from Winton in Queensland joins the Stuart Highway just to the north of Alice Springs, and then the road that I proposed links to the Tanawai coming back directly to Port Hedland. If you look at it closer, you'll see it's, okay, I've drawn it as a straight line, but if you look at it, you'll see that the distance that one would travel if you were driving from Brisbane, having to go the current route to come over here, which would be via Katherine, Kununurra, and then down to Port Hedland. That particular road would save a considerable distance. So I recently drove that route, and I can tell you the distance saved is close to 800 kilometres. It's an amazing saving of travel time. The point I wish to make is that if you look at the Labor Party's document, they refer to tourism only in the area that relates to Karratha. They talk about Karajin and other places, and I've highlighted that for you to see. There is no mention of tourism here in Port Hedland. We have the potential with that road, if we get behind it, to create a major tourist destination here. The reason that people travel and leave in April to come over here is for the sunshine. There is one route there that's highlighted, which is called the Outback Way, which is already in receipt of Commonwealth funding. That travels to the south of Alice Springs and goes down to, I think, is it Leinster on there? Or
yes.
Thank you. That goes through places like, remote places like Charles and Walker and so on. The people that want to travel during winter to come over here for tourist purposes can come here because it's warm and sunny. They've got the road that's funded at the moment going down through that area takes them to cold climes like Perth during winter. I would like to suggest that we get behind and the council get behind and really promote this place, because if we're going to get the spoil bank project up, we need to indicate that there's a really good reason for that. At the moment, so I see that route as having a major tourist potential, and the Labor Party's got elected on the basis of being able to create jobs, particularly in regional areas such as here. The spoil bank development, if it proceeds in the way that we want it to, will become a major destination. It's for that reason that I've asked the question at the beginning about would council consider funding, in conjunction with private business here, an overflow caravan park down there. The purpose of that would be that at the end, when people stayed there, we'd actually seek their approval, we'd get their opinion on it. I'm quite sure we'd have overwhelming support for that being a destination to which people would want to come in the future. We need to be able to show to the newly elected government that we've got real, genuine tourist potential there, and that spoil bank down there has got that. Given the fact that you're going to save 800 kilometres in getting here, if we go ahead and lobby and get that route built, then we are going to be in a position where the town is going to benefit enormously in the long run. At the moment, the Henty Highway, which runs from Winton through to the Stuart Highway, is partially unsealed. When I went through there, it was closed. It was only open before the ride, but I went through there in late January, early February. And of course, the Tanawai Road, in conditions like we've got today, would be impassable for most vehicles. But if that road is built and sealed, and if you look at my submission 207, into the Joint Senate Select Committee, I define how this could occur, and some of you I've already shared that particular vision with. So I commend you to have a serious look at that, because I believe that with support from Council, this is not a dead duck, but we need to get the spoil bank to the point where it can function and people can go and experience what they've got there. And I submit that if I was in the caravan doing that this time of year, I'd much rather go there than go down here.
Thank you. Do I have any other public statements? I've got you listed for. Deputation. So, Mr. Khan. Oh.
It's a statement. It's a bit amazing that I notice a councillor has submitted an item for the non-consumption of alcohol at any council-related meetings. Firstly, I was unaware that council consumed alcohol during a council meeting. I can assure you that owing to the over 30 years that I had I find it incredible that such a proposal be submitted. The councillors fill many hours with pupils, and they, though it's not, they have a drink for their meal after they finish the discussion. In my opinion, it's quite ridiculous. It's not only ridiculous, but it's also narrow-minded. If you think for one moment, by restricting your councillors, the council leader, to non-alcoholic consumption, will assist in the culmination of the antisocial behaviour at present existing for them, you must be very naive. The councillor, however, does not wish to indulge, that's his problem, if he does want to. Do not deride other people from choice. Remember, courtesy.
So, Mr. Carter, I'll just correct you on one point there. The officer's report actually says that there has been no alcohol consumption within council meetings. The officer's report does say that alcohol consumption does occur after the meetings. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Do I have any other public questions? Oh, public statements. No? Okay, I will close public statement time at 5:50. And 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. And we have a deputation from Mr. Gary Gray from Mineral Resources. Thank you, Mr. Gray. Okay. Move on to item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of quick ones. Happy to be taken on notice. We're expecting an update on a North West Festival anytime soon, or status and how we're travelling.
Yes, I'll provide an update. We are out there hat in hand at the moment.
Okay. Yep. Will council get a briefing anytime soon? Through the chair.
I'm sure that when we have any funds secured, that the CEO will give us a briefing.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll provide an update as part of the councillor request.
Yep. Okay. Thanks. The scoreboard implementations at Kevin Scott and Colin Matheson, are they completed?
See.
Yes, they are.
They are. Have thank you. Have training commenced on how they operate for the clubs that use them?
See.
I would have to take that one on notice.
No worries. Thank you. Just two more quick ones. Anzac Day preparations, obviously not too far away. How are we travelling with that? Okay. And finally, in the ARG minutes, I noticed there was an item for the observation tower. Apologies if I missed it. There's a lot of detail there, but I couldn't find a costing on retaining that. Is that
being... The costing hasn't been supplied yet. We are going to investigate that.
Okay, costing. Thank you. That's a lot. Thanks.
Councillor Gillingham.
Thank you, Mayor Panko. I was going to ask about the North East Festival as well, so thank you for the update on that. I just find it very interesting that Mr Higgins has presented this paper this evening, and I just want to ask, with your pending delegation to Canberra, is this something that can be added into your agenda for information regarding a future possibility of future work?
Councillor Gillingham, I will check to see if that's if we're meeting that appropriate minister.
I just think we need to strike while the iron's hot, actually. Thank you very much. That's all.
Councillor Hooper. Okay. Councillor Root.
No.
Councillor Newbury.
Yeah, just a couple. There seems to be
anything further, Councillor Newbury?
Yeah. Where are we with the Finucane Island boat rent? There's the 149 still there. Are we progressing with that? I know that first option was apparently...
Can we get an update on that, CEO? Yes.
Yeah, initially we joined the do-nothing option, but since then we have revisited it. And have decided to take up the growing option to be designed or be directed to develop that plan.
And just to my question that I asked last month, those two residents would like to say thank you very much for doing those works at the Nichols Retreat.
Thank you, Councillor Newbury. Councillor Whitwell. Councillor Tarver.
Just on the project, that we, all the projects, I guess, on the completion planned versus actual. Do we think we're going to get close to where we need to get to by end of financial year?
See ya.
I'll put this status up there.
Any further, Councillor? Thank you, Councillors. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please, Councillor? Thank you. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 22nd of February 2017. Do I have a mover in the office's recommendation? Move Councillor Arif, do I have a seconder? Deputy, do I have any against? Thank you. Passed 8-0. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. So I would just like to congratulate the incoming government on their victory in the state election. A number of commitments were made during the campaign about Port Hedland. I intend to hold the new government accountable on those promises. We're currently arranging meetings with new members for the Pilbara, Kevin Mitchell, and also Stephen Dawson, MLC and incoming minister. I hope my fellow councillors will join my commitment to working with the new government on delivering on our priorities around community safety and social issues. New infrastructure for the town, as well as resource industry issues such as dust. I would also like to thank our outgoing government for their support, particularly Brendan and Sue Grills, for their advocacy on behalf of Port Hedland and also as the Minister for Regional Development. He will be surely missed. Thank you. Item 12, reports from officers. Councillors, can I move an item forward as we have a member here? Item 12.1.4, can we move it forward? Do I have a mover to move that spot rating forward? Yep. Move Councillor Tarlow, do I have a seconder? Councillor Hooper, do I have any against? Thank you. We'll move on to 12.1.4. That's okay. Yeah.
Now, I declare I have a financial interest as well.
Okay. Councillors, you might want to just state the reasoning why.
Mr. Mayor, I declare that I have a financial interest in that I have BHP shares above the threshold.
Thank you.
That I have a financial interest.
Thank you, Councillor.
Regarding item 12.1.4, spot rating of TW Camps, I declare I have a financial interest because I have shares above the threshold.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper.
Mr. Mayor, 12.1.4, spot rating, financial interest, BHP employee.
Thank you, Deputy.
I didn't announce it properly at the start. I said impartiality. I actually have a financial interest in 12.4 as well.
Thank you, Councillor Tarlow. So, as we don't have a quorum for this item, we will have to lay it on the table. We have to lay it on the table. Thank you. Can we get them back in? Councillors, you might have to leave the room again.
Sorry, I have to leave the room. 2 seconds.
Can you vacate again?
It's just on the stone.
Deputy?
Sorry, just 2 seconds. You said to put it on the table, so that's okay.
So, yeah.
No, it's because...
Well, we can't vote on it.
You can defer it, though.
Defer it. Okay.
Okay,
so other than laying it on the table, we'll defer the matter. Thank you. Can I get the councillors back in? Councillors, as we didn't have a quorum, we've had to defer the matter. Can I suggest maybe, next time if you have a financial interest on an item that you instruct the CEO so we can get a reduced quorum so we can carry on with the item. Thank you. Proposed Town of Port Hedland Bushfire Brigade Local Law 2017. The officer's recommendation on page 14, 13 and 14. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation, councillor? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? The motion is moved by Tarvo, seconded by Gillingham, and the motion is passed 8-0. Proposed complaints policy, rescinding of policy 1-002, complaints against third parties, and rescinding of policy 7-001, Macdown Cultural Centre, with the office recommendation on page 21.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have impartiality for 12.1.2, as I have an association with the Pilgrim Music Festival, which is noted on page 27 of the agenda. And with regard to this item, I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because of being in association with the Perth Music Festival. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality in the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. So I have the officer's recommendation on page 21. Do I have a mover?
Just a point of clarification, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Does that incorporate staff complaints? Or is that there is a separate policy for that?
My understanding was it did incorporate staff complaints. That's correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do I have a mover in the office's recommendation? Move Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion passed 8-0. Proposed severance payment policy. With the officer's recommendation on page 29. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Councillors, do I have a mover? Move Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Aruf. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Award of tender 2016-06 Kingsford Smith Business Park Landscaping, with the officer's recommendation on page 53. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? The motion is passed 8-0. Councillors, do you see the price in on that one? Is it, or was it? It wasn't.
It's in our paperwork.
It was gone. So, with respect to the request for tender 2016-06, Kingston Smith Business Park Landscaping, Council awards the tender to Yarra Proprietary Limited for the lump sum of $206,238, excluding GST. Thank you. Award of tender 2017-01, Kevin Scott Oval Irrigation Tank Replacement. The officer recommendation on page 59. Do I have a mover? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Motion to pass 8-0. Are these listed in the public? So, with respect to the request for tender 2017-01, Kevin Scott Oval Irrigation Tank Replacement, Council awards the tender to Industrial Automation Group Proprietary Limited for the lump sum price of $584,549, excluding GST. Thank you, councillors. Award of tender 2017-02, Port Hedland Civic Centre Heating, Ventilation and Aircon Upgrade. With officer recommendation on page 65. We'll have a mover in the officer recommendation. Thank you. Councillor Arif moved. Seconder. Councillor, deputy. Thank you. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. With respect to the request for tender 2017-02, Port Hedland Civic Centre Heating, Ventilation and Aircon Upgrades, Council awards a tender to Mechanical Project Services Proprietary Limited for the lump sum price of $281,003.40, excluding GST. Item 13, reports of committees. 13.1, Audit, Risk and Governance Committee Minutes, 7th of March 2017, with the officer's recommendation on page 71. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell. Second?
Yep.
Seconded Deputy Mayor. Do I have any against? Thank you. The item's passed 8-0. 13.2, Compliance Audit Return 2016. Again, with the officer's recommendation on page 71, do I have a mover in the Compliance Audit Return? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif, seconded. Do I have any against? Thank you. The motion is passed 8-0. Item 14. Motions of which previous notice has been given. 14.1, notice of motion, consumption of alcohol at council-related meetings. With the officer's recommendation on page 76. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Speakers for, Tarvo. Speakers for, Gillingham. Speakers against, Newbury. Councillor Tarvo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this, I know we heard a statement time, and it's unfortunate we're not here at the moment to hear this, but this is about being responsible. It's about principle for the ratepayers' money. They pay rates. It goes to a good cause for us to provide services. I don't think it's actually there for us to provide alcohol to councillors. And if you look at some of the reports there, the amount of alcohol that's been spent over the years in previous councils is quite horrendous. That's $1,000 a month that you're looking at alcohol for potentially, let's say, 8 to 9 people. That is unacceptable. I think it's not something that ratepayers would want to put their rates towards. And, you know, if, I know Mr. Carter put his voice forward, but, you know, he's someone who gets a benefit out of us giving him a discount on rates and that. So if he's willing to go up his discounts on his rates that he pays, you know, maybe he can have a decent say. But I'm sure the majority of the ratepayers in Headland don't want to be seen putting money to alcohol for councils. If you remember earlier in the year, last year's, sorry, you would have seen that it was a big uproar on social media around meals being supplied to councils. That didn't even go into account of alcohol. That was just purely around the meals, and they thought it was their ratepayers' money being spent not right. So, look, this isn't, and I know the join was about the liquor accord and lots of stuff. This is just about doing things right. And if you think it's right that ratepayers' money gets spent on alcohol for people to sit around the table, so be it. But I don't think it is. And, you know, we preach here quite regularly that we're leaders of the community. This is our opportunity to lead by example and set the standard. Thank you.
Speakers for, Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thank you. I don't have a problem with this motion that's come to the table. I just think that, I guess, Town of Port Hedland does have a responsibility to look after not only staff and councillors. I don't have to have a drink with my meal. I've noticed that the total purchases over the last few years, it's actually quite surprised me that they've come right down, and I know that we don't meet very often. I'd like to think that if we do have any visitors at a council meeting and we know that they're coming beforehand, that if they perhaps need to be a special license so that everybody is covered. At the same time, I do think about the meals part that did come up several months ago or last year, and it did sort of shake me a little bit when I thought the public were thinking, well, meals, and that was quite a bit of money. I don't have a problem with this motion. I just think if it is going to send a better message out there, and as long as we are able to get licenses for other functions, maybe this will be a really good example that we can set. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Speakers again, Councillor Newbury.
Yes, I do actually have a problem with this motion. One, I'd just like to clarify a few things here. The consumption of alcohol at council-related meetings, I think that should be changed, of alcohol after the council meeting. Two, mind-altering substances while performing their role. Well, I don't see us drinking a beer here while we're performing our role. So I'd like that changed as well. Therefore, creating a positive financial impact. Right. Where do I start? Consumption does not exist at council meeting, it's only at the OCM. So I'll make that quite clear to the public that it's not every meeting. We're here every Wednesday nearly, because I think there's one Wednesday a month that we don't have a briefing. We do not drink on any other meeting, it is only our OCMs.
So I wanted to clear that up, to think that, you know, we're here every week drinking the beers at the bar, which we're not.
Councillor Newbury, are you disagreeing with the officer's report?
Some things in it, yes. I'm pointing out the positive, points out two things. Alcohol at council-related meetings.
Thank you. I'd just like to clarify that, thanks.
Mind-altering substances while performing their role. And as I just said, we do not drink as we are taking part in this meeting. All industries have sundowns. We're invited to the Port Hedland International Airport the week after next. They are providing a sundown. There is also a sundowner after the Port Authority meeting next Wednesday at the Esplanade. All companies realise that it is imperative to have a social side to business. In building relationships, this forms better communication and less negativity. Good communications forms a friendly, desirable ground where businesses flourish and meet interests on a more even ground. What I'm trying to say here is that after we have our meeting, we sit down, we have a meal, and I have one cider. One cider, which is, what, probably 11 ciders a year, that equivalents to probably about $20 a year. So I just wanted to clarify that I don't know where the $2,000 came from for eight councillors around this table. So, you know, I want to clarify that wasn't drunk by eight councillors. So therefore, I think I'm making my point quite clear why I'm against it, that there is nothing wrong with councillors sitting down after a meeting and building a bond and a communication around that. We have to be a team. And to do that, we sit down and we talk. We remove ourselves from the tables, whether we disagree to disagree. We can find ourselves at a table having a meal, and just speaking about anything. Building a relationship that will form a better council. So, you know, I don't feel that there is a problem with us having a beverage or a meal. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Newbury. Speakers four. I'll speak for it. The town's clearly had serious alcohol issues that's created all sorts of problems for our town. And council should lead by example when it comes to alcohol-related consumption. That example should show we don't drink on local government property, and then drive home risking the reputation of the town and council if we're ever pulled over, you know, and have to do an RBT, potentially blowing over 0.05. We've actually been demanding staff find efficiencies in the budget. We too should be finding those efficiencies by not adding unnecessary operational costs. And those costs have been outrageous in 2014-15, a financial year, because we purchased nearly $12,000 worth of alcohol. That's about $230 worth of alcohol per week. 2015-16, $4,500. This financial year, it's gone down a considerable amount to $2,380. Alcohol purchases obviously have dropped off significantly from previous years, but they're still too high. I don't believe we should be purchasing alcohol with ratepayers' funds. I believe we should set a standard. That standard should not allow ratepayers to purchase alcohol for councillors to consume. Speakers against? Councillor Whitwell.
Well, the notice of motion seems to be a very expansive one, which has been put up now, and it talks about committee meetings, confidential briefings, ministers' meetings, council workshop, agenda briefings. I mean, there's only one that I know of, and I support the previous councillor, who said that the only times we that is consumed is at council, after council meetings. And that's council meetings like this, council meetings that once a month. Now, I might consume one glass of wine or something like that, but I wouldn't consume any more. I really don't think the issue to do with payment is very important either. I'm happy to pay my own. You know, I don't really want any benefits particularly. It just seems the motion is just too wide. And really, I think for that reason it sort of fails. But again, I'm pretty much a person sitting on the fence on this one because I really don't have a real opinion about it. Okay? Because I think it's very good for a social reason for people to be together. Sure, it's not necessary you have to be having drinks, but there's no reason why you shouldn't have drinks. You know, so it's pretty. I think it's it's making a mountain out of a mole.
Speakers for? Speakers against? Councillor Ruth?
Thank you very much. Mr. Mayor, the night I got elected as a councillor 5 years ago, one of the current councillors sitting at the state and of the town came to me and he said, Julie, at the end of the night after a council meeting, leave whatever you had at the table, whether you agree or disagree, and go and have a drink with everyone. And just, you're part of a team, and go and have a drink with everyone. I found that to be very, very good advice. And generally, that's what we do have, is just one drink. There's been some arguments put up about the cost of the drinks, the ratepayers' money, the amount of dollars. I've had a look at the numbers here, $2,381 to date for this year. And as Councillor Newbury stated, she has a cider. I think the rest of us that stay have one bottle of wine between five of us. So that's, since the financial year, that's 8 bottles of wine and 8 ciders. And I think someone has a beer here. That does not come to $2,381. Looking down the officer's report, it also said, alcohol would still be purchased as required for exclusive events on an individual basis. Exclusive events include, but are not limited to, council and mayor farewells, well, that doesn't happen terribly often. Special occasions involving dignitaries, once again, that doesn't happen very often. Formal staff sundowners or events or end of year functions. So what I'm thinking is that the staff are the ones consuming this, not the members of the council here. They also must drive home, given that they work here and live somewhere else. So they obviously must find their way home. So,
Councillor Arif, do you have any evidence of that?
No, I don't. I don't, but thank you can say that the councillors were doing that, so I'm just countering the statement there. It also leads us to believe that they are drinking on local government property. This is local government property and they are having sundowners on this property. So, you know, I just find this argument, this debate, rather small-minded, actually. I think it's very important that we, as a council, at the end of a council meeting, break bread and have a glass of wine and team build. And it is only generally one glass of wine. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Speakers for, speakers against.
I'd like to foreshadow a motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Right of reply.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I think we've had lots of arguments, lots of, I guess, arguments against that are probably just about in the water. It's not about alcohol. Take the alcohol out of it. This is about how we spend ratepayers' money. Right? That's all it's about. I've heard around socialising. Yeah, you don't need alcohol to socialise. We can have dinner behind, after the meeting and we can still sit down, we can talk. There's no need to drink alcohol and do that. And you know, Councillor Harris said we should leave things at the table. Absolutely, leave things at the table, go over there, have something to eat, talk, chat, and move on. This is about the principle of how we spend and how we're seen to spend the ratepayers' money. And, you know, I'd be very surprised if this motion doesn't get up because, again, we are leaders of the greater public, and the greater public expect us to do what's right. And we've got people around the table here that jobs outside of this that I would expect that would be supporting this motion and supporting how we spend ratepayers' money. There's an election coming up at the end of the year. Right? Absolutely should be front and centre that we either spend the money right or we don't. And if you don't vote for this motion, then I guess it'd be front and centre around that time that you and everyone here who votes for it think that the public should be paying for their alcohol. And that's, if you're comfortable with making that decision and putting your hand up in public, that yes, ratepayers, I want you to pay for my alcohol that I bring or that you guys buy for me at the council meetings or at the functions, then don't vote for this, but make it known that it should be out there in the public that you didn't support it. The other one is that there is, as stated, there are special occasions which you can have alcohol and will be there. Again, this isn't about alcohol, it's about spending the ratepayers' money on this, and we shouldn't be doing that. So, so look, I guess for me, it's just, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors here. This is just about how we spend the ratepayers' money. So, I urge you all to vote for it and move on to the next topic. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Tarbo. Could I...
point of clarification.
Yes, Councillor Gillan.
On page 79, there are options at the back of the...
Councillor Gillan. I
didn't know whether that was included.
Can I put it to a vote? Those in favour of the officer's recommendation? And those against? Motion is lost. 3-4. Oh. Yes, we have foreshadowed. Councillor Hooper, could I have your foreshadowed motion?
I'd like to put forward option 2. It's agree with the motion, notice of motion, but I would like to put a change that says that council continue to allow the consumption of alcohol after council related meeting.
Could I just clarify that, Councillor? It's the motion was lost, so the motion does not stand, so it stays the same. So you would still like to...
True.
So you don't want to put your...
Can I foreshadow the motion?
No, you can't. Okay, thank you, Councillors. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature, 15.1, statement of financial activity for the period ended 28th of February 2017. With the, officer recommendation on that page that's not numbered. Do I have a mover in the 15.1?
Yes. If I could, in the in CEO's delegated payments there, like page number 6. There's a section there for C&A technology with some outstanding invoices from 2016. Could I just get some clarification on those, please?
See ya.
Take that on notice.
We'll take that on notice.
Okay, roger. I think that was the only one.
Was that all, Deputy?
Oh, sorry, there was one more. Page 22 under the delegated payments again. Page 22, Opus International Consultants, with a couple dated 2016. Could I just get some clarification around that 23,400 figure, please?
Take that on notice as
well. Okay.
On notice, councillor. Deputy. Anything further?
No, I think that was it. Thank you.
Okay, we have a... Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Thank you. It's past 8:00. Item 16, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters. Members, we have two confidential matters, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you all to leave. Thank you for attending. Can I have a mover, Councillor Tarvo, seconder, deputy, to go into confidence? Do I have any against? Thank you. Motion's passed 8:00. Can I get a move, Councillor Tarvo, second deputy, to move back into confidence, move out of confidence? Do I have any against?
Just going to read out the decision.
Yes. Can I have a, do I have any against that, to move out of confidence? Okay, you're shaking your head.
No.
I'm righto. Councillor Whitwell, the council approved the officer's recommendation 7-0, as it reads, without any amendments. Is there a requirement for me to read it out? No. Item 17, closure. 17.1, date of next meeting. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 26th of April 2017, commencing at 5:30, with a public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 19th of April 2017, commencing at 5:30. So I should close the meeting at 6:46.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.